As we know, Donal, these houses are getting increasingly worse as time progresses. And what I was taking from the council at the VCB committee meeting was that a database be set up of people in vulnerable situations, you know, with the structural integrity of their home, you know, in question during storms. And also people, we have to remember, we have people now and families in mobile homes. That in the event of a severe weather warning, that we can reach out to these people and let them know what supports are available. I was very keen for the council to be proactive now and get solutions in place for when that does happen again. We need something in place that people are aware and that there's a database set up where they're informed via email, via phone call, text message, some kind of system where we make sure that they know that the support is there and if they need to get out of their homes, where they can go.
Will people be asked to, as it were, sign up themselves, or will the council do it through yourself and other members?
I'm hoping that the council will do it themselves, you know, that they would have the resources to do that better than myself to do that, to be honest, Donal. Let's be frank about it, you know, that I want the council to set up that database, find what the most efficient way of contacting anybody that's vulnerable so as they can be informed and can decide what to do in the event of a weather warning. And that goes for anyone in a mobile home or in a home that's not structurally safe, because as we know, as time goes on, there's more and more chance of a tragedy happening in one of these homes, and that's my biggest concern.
Is this going to be done on the back of the DCB meeting this week, or will this have to go before full council for a formal resolution?
I would assume it will go now before full council. In the interim, you know, if someone does have an issue with their home, for example, if they're fearful of their chimney collapsing, as has happened in previous storms, that they contact a contractor to get that done. But as we all know, that costs money. Granted, there is a 5,000 emergency claim as part of this scheme, but sadly, not everybody has that money to pay up front to get a chimney taken down. So I want to find solutions for the most vulnerable in our society and for people that are in these homes riding out these dangerous storms, you know, and I want, as I say, I want action now. There's no point in waiting until it's too late.